Kinko's, this is Danny. Can I help you? Sure. Yes, we do. All night. Hi.
My. We are eager to answer the phone tonight. You think the owner's gonna call? Danny, you can relax, man, because he's fast asleep.
Just serving the customer, Nathan. She had questions, I had answers.
I don't suppose this new work ethic extends to the supply room, does it? We need some things.
No thanks, Kyle. Man the front desk, answer the phones.
I guess I should be glad you'll do anything.
Kinko's, this is Danny. Can I help you?
Hi. No, this is fine. Call me here for those early morning assignments. So, where do I go today? Wait. They want me to dress as a what? What do you mean, a prince? Listen, I'm not an actor. I'm a guy in a tuxedo. I don't have the costumes to be a prince. Or a king. Or a clown. Where do I pick them up? Downtown, 9 o'clock. Bye.
Tough customer, huh?
I buy newspapers every day, and I naturally buy the two largest serving newspapers of the city, the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald. But what I truly love are our weekly community newspapers that really focus on the city of Cambridge, which is where I live.
I mainly go right to the business section, and then after that, maybe the metro. What I like to see, what the indicators are saying, all the smart people are saying, just to kind of be in the know, in the flow of the money.
International news, and then I'll go to Metro News and sports.
I usually pick up whatever is available, not particular in terms of any brands or anything like that. I travel a lot, so whether it's the Miami Herald or the Chicago Tribune or USA Today, doesn't make that much difference.
I like public radio broadcast. It's good coverage, good explanations of the news, facts behind the headlines in greater detail than the newspaper sometimes, and ahead of the newspaper too.
I think newspapers are the best. I think probably on the bottom end of the scale is TV, because it's more entertainment.
I listen to a lot of radio, and especially the public radio. I like the reporting in depth. That's where I get most of my news. And then the TV.
When you pick up newspapers, whether it's, you know, these particular newspapers, you would think that we're the only country on this planet. Once in a while, you pick up something in Bosnia or whatever, but for the most part, it's very slanted to U.S.
Hello. I hope I haven't kept you waiting very long.
No, no, we just arrived. Nancy, this is Constanza Fuentes. Constanza, my wife Nancy.
I'm so pleased to meet you. Listen, let's go upstairs. I'd love to show you around. Is it Nancy Hobart, or did you keep your own name?
It's Hobart. I took Richard's name when we got married.
Oh,
I took my husband's name, too. But that was a long time ago.
These days, many women don't.
At the time, it was more trouble to keep my own name than to change it to his. So we gave mine to our daughter as a middle name.
Your daughter is Beth, right?
Elizabeth Jane Ellis Hobart.
Oh, it's beautiful. It sounds like an author's name, doesn't it?
I think it sounds like an attorney's name.
And what does Beth think?
She'd like to think it's the name of a great tennis player.
I'm glad to hear it. You know, the families of candidates are often in the public eye. Some kids have a hard time with it. But perhaps that daughter of yours wouldn't mind it so much.
We'll see. It's all very new to her, the idea of her father as a celebrity.
Nancy?
A minor celebrity.
Oh, no, Nancy. We are going to have a celebrity? Let's do it in a big way. Let's have a start.